The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
You're very welcome back to The Hard Shoulder. Kieran Cuddihy with you until 7 o'clock. The pod couple, they're back. Sarah Madden from News Talk Breakfast and Darren Cleary from Go Loud. And what are we talking about this week, Sarah?
This week we are talking about phoning it in. It's a brilliant improv comedy podcast which is hosted by the Irish stand-up Dave Coffey. And the premise of it is that Dave is basically the presenter of a live phone-in radio show. And every week he's joined by a group of different callers who are played by Irish comedians like Emma Doran or Michael Fry. And the best part about it is that, for our delight, none of his guests know which oddball caller they're playing or for what ridiculous reason they phoned in until Dave introduces them. So it's a little bit difficult to explain. I might just play a little clip for you. In this clip, Dave has just introduced Felix, who was called up because he's been barred from his local.
What's the name of the pub?
The pub is it's called Barracks.
Barracks.
Yeah. It's actually a pub that's inside the army barracks.
Oh, okay, right. I didn't know you were allowed to go into. The
you're not as a civilian, but yeah.
Oh, you're a military man.
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
But I had an uncle who was. And
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Get you in the door, yeah. And so, why were you barred by this dodgy publican then?
Well, I mean, the publican in question, obviously, he's an army man, and
yeah.
There are certain things that they don't accept under premises. For example, threats of war.
Oh, were you threatened war, did you?
No, I was only messing, Dave. You have to understand, I was messing.
Yeah.
And I told him as much. I told him I was joking with him, and I said that I was going to launch jihad upon them. And
right.
he didn't take it very well at all. And
why were you declaring a jihad on the military there, in the barracks?
Because the snooker was on.
Yeah.
He kept standing in the way of the television.
Mm-hmm.
I asked him to move many times. He kept saying to me, why are you here? Are you in the army?
It is so fun. I listened to that episode today, driving up, and you can tell a little bit like Dave Coffey's voice when suddenly jihad gets mentioned. It's like, oh, danger zone. I mean, it's so funny.
It's so brilliant.
Darren, you a fan?
I really enjoyed it. I have to say, it's a very unique concept. It's trying to harness the unintentional comedy that comes when you engage with the general public. And look, I would have been from the era that grew up where, you know, the best entertainment art form at times was the likes of the Adrian Kennedy phone show, or at times some of the crank callers on Liveline. And I think this really harnesses that kind of special parish pump anger, where you can take over a national conversation to make the most inane complaint. Like in this instance, in Sarah's clip, a man who's been barred from a place he shouldn't really be to begin with. I think that's a brilliant example of what this does really well. The first thing that struck me was the theme tune is very memorable. It'll be stuck in your head all day. In terms of the way it's put together, the audio is flawless. Like, it's from Head Stuff. They do really good podcast content. And it's Dave Coffey, as Sarah mentioned. I'm a big admirer of his work back to the Dan and Bex days. I loved Sarah and Steve. And this is a really nice podcast because it's pure nonsense. And I mean that in the nicest way possible. It's complete escapism. You can get lost in the episodes. It doesn't ask much of you as the listener, except kind of suspend your disbelief and go with it and enjoy it.
So sometimes the criticism, like improv can be comedy for comedians a little bit at the time. You know, it can be really hit or miss in person. Criticism of this is maybe the odd time it can be hit or miss, but I suppose the beauty of the pre-record, the fact that this isn't a live event, is that they can cut out, they can trim off an awful lot of that fat, can't they?
Yeah. Well, look, we don't know what the actual recording is, but the best thing about it is if you go online, you can look at the clips where they record it in a room together, and you can just tell they're having such a good time. Like, there's a lot of corpsing. For those of you who weren't in the theatre, corpsing is your character's dying because you're laughing. But I love that element of it. It is a bit hit and miss, but like that's
sorry.
Part of
No, sorry. You're the thespian in the group here now, Sarah.
Oh, no, here we go.
What do you mean your character dies because you're laughing?
Well, like, because for the audience, the fourth wall has dropped, let's say, or like the veil between real and the suspension of reality has broken because you have started laughing. I know it because I used to corpse the whole time, and I'm extremely impressed by this podcast because the improv is so good. I did a bit of improv when I was acting, and like to say I failed miserably is, oh, I'm cringing even thinking about it. But there,
if anyone listening has any footage of Sarah's attempts at improv. You know, we'd love to get our hands on them.
Come on, guys, don't do that to me.
At the Hard Shoulder, just tweet them to us. We'll get them up. We'll share them online. I think the world needs to see it.
Oh, please, God, don't. But it's one mean feat, and they do it so well.
Darren, have you any other kind of flavour for us of this for people listening who haven't had a chance to listen fully to an episode yet?
Yeah, look, I'll talk you through some of the callers that you get introduced to. Memorable callers include Dominic, whose collection of medieval weapons has gone missing. The woman whose husband told her she was a robot and she fell for it hook, line and sinker. Lewis calls up because his wedding day turned into a complete nightmare. He fell asleep at the altar. Harrison is sick of people telling him about downtime because he's really busy and he resents people with downtime. And of course, one of my favorite callers is Jesse, who calls in to complain about being ripped off on a roller coaster in Dingle. Take a listen.
So we have Jesse on the phone. Jesse, you feel you were ripped off in Dingle. What happened?
I saw a dead body.
And did you pay to see the dead body?
Well, I'd paid to go on a roller coaster ride, you know, and... You know, surely, when they'd be setting up the roller coaster for the next round of people, they'd have taken maybe a body out.
Yeah, well, why was there a dead body on the roller coaster?
Well, that's the question, Dave.
And did you not get an answer?
No, I've emailed them, I've called them.
Maybe tell our producers off air the name of the fair. Is it a fairground or?
Yeah, it was run by a guy called Gary.
I'm told that Gary is actually on the phone. Gary, can you?
Happy Gary.
Gary, can you shed some light on the situation? Because it's very upsetting for Jessie. She got on the roller coaster. She paid her money. She has to sit beside a dead body.
What am I supposed to do, Dave?
Well, I think you should contact the authorities.
Look, I suppose we could give you a voucher for half off.
Would that do, Jessie?
I won't say no to it.
Well, okay, great. At least we're getting somewhere, guys. Thank you so much, both. That's what phoning it in is all about. It's solving problems.
Oh, it is so good. And you can actually hear Dave corpsing a little bit there. He starts to laugh at one point. And it's so good. Darren mentioned kind of, I suppose, the live lines and the Adrian Kennedys and this one. You're an Adrian Kennedy regular, Sarah Madden.
You know what? I thought this might come up. Because I did put it in my notes. I'll give you a bit of context.
Okay.
Right? So when I was in college, first year I did the dorms thing. And then second year I had to house sit, basically, because my granduncle had gone into a nursing home. but he did die at some point soon after that. Anyway, RIP. So anyway, I was living in this house and there was no Wi-Fi, there was no TV, there was nothing to keep a girl like me entertained. So I started listening to the radio. And of course, as everyone of a certain age would know, there was nothing but the Adrian Kennedy phone-in show in the evening time. So I first became a listener, then I was a caller, then I was a regular caller. Then they would call me to get my take on things. And I was in college at the time, so I would get these calls. I would be at the pub and I'd be like, yeah, do you know what? It's such an interesting point that you're making. I just don't know if I have a hard enough line tonight to go on. But the worst thing about it was I used my sister's name, Rebecca, and we sound exactly alike. So it was kind of a mean pseudonym because people would stop her all the time and be like, I just feel like...
And give us a sense of some of the views you expressed on air while guest on the Adrian Kennedy show.
Well, I remember specifically, look, to be honest, I know what my accent sounds like. And I know the part that I was playing on the show itself. So I remember one time I was called up, I think, because they were looking for someone's opinion on people stealing fuel. And I remember going really hard and then a taxi man coming on and he had amazing points and I just couldn't come up with anything. So I just hung up.
Oh, Sarah. That is great. An apology to poor old Rebecca Madden out there.
Yeah.
Darren, I think this is a kind of a thumbs up from all three of us, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. One of the great things about it, and look, again, Kieran, you made the point that sometimes improv can be comedians popping each other and trying to make each other laugh as opposed to the audience. But where this really stands strong is that they're very aware that the audience are there. They don't get too hung up in keeping it in their own little clique while they're laughing and joking. And opportunities for young comedians are more limited now than they ever were. Like, there's not as many RTE TV commissions, there's not as much in terms of radio comedy being done. So the opportunity to actually have something like this is brilliant, because you get to blood the next generation. You know, Sarah's kind of mentioned the people who were on it, the likes of Michael Fry, you've got your Emma Dorans, Killian Sunderman's, really, really talented comedians, and really the next kind of block of the future of Irish comedy. So it's brilliant to see them have a really positive and creative outlet to practice their wares and hone their craft.
Yeah, it's called Phoning It In, and like I say, three thumbs up from us today, from myself and the pod couple. Sarah, for people who are already listening, have you an alternative recommendation?
Yes, so Tony Cantwell, who appears a lot in Phoning It In, has his own podcast. It's called Tony Cantwell's Hits Show, and in his own words, I'll explain what it is. It's a hilarious weekly ramble from the man Hot Press Magazine named the second best comedian in Ireland. Give it a lash.
All right, give it a lash. Darren?
I would, if you like Tony Cantwell, he's a guest on this week's Stall It with Darren Conway and John McGuckin. But the one I'd like to suggest is another kind of out there bat feces crazy podcast called Hello from the Magic Tavern. It's hosted by a man called Arnie. He fell through a portal behind a Burger King and found himself in a strange and magical land called Foon. And he goes about the week, because somehow he has Wi-Fi in this strange and magical land, interviewing creatures and wizards and going on all sorts of adventures. So if you're into complete madness and randomness and improv at its best, give Hello from the Magic Tavern or World if you dare.
There you are. Darren Cleary of Go Live, Sarah Madden, News Talk Breakfast. Thanks a million, folks. The pod couple, they'll be back the same time next week. We will get the news headlines now. Here's Eamon.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.